The Federal Treasurer Joe Hockey says accusations in today's Fairfax papers about fundraising activities on his behalf are both offensive and repugnant. He's engaged lawyers over reports that a fundraising group offered donors special access to the Treasurer. Another Fairfax story today said Labour was offering business leaders exclusive access to the opposition leader, Bill Shorten, ahead of the federal budget, with a charge of $3,300 for a boardroom lunch. It said there was no suggestion the fundraising event contravened any electoral laws. The Prime Minister, Tony Abbott, was asked on Channel 9 this morning if there should be a federal version of the New South Wales Independent Commission Against Corruption. Mr. Abbott said he thought that Canberra had a pretty clean polity. The Coalition and Labour have been working hard today to assure voters that the explosive mix of money and politics exposed by the ICAC in New South Wales has not infected federal politics. From Canberra, Alexandra Kirk reports.
The Independent Commission Against Corruption in New South Wales has shone a spotlight on the trifecta of lobbying, fundraising and politicians.
With the degree of scandals that are now occurring, it's time for action and we need to get it right.
Green Senator Lee Rhiannon is trying to use the New South Wales political corruption scandal to apply pressure for wholesale electoral reform.
The Greens strongly support limits on third-party advertising, and also we need the controls on lobbying.
The Prime Minister, Tony Abbott, is drawing a line under lobbyists.
What we're going to do is ensure that lobbyists have no role in the running of political parties.
But he says political donations are here to stay because the alternative of funding federal elections with taxpayers' money isn't affordable.
I think we have, here in Canberra, we have a pretty clean polity. If people have got evidence of wrongdoing, let it come forward. But please, let's not be in the business of, as it were, casual smearing of the system.
The matter's resurfaced because of a Fairfax media report about fundraising activities in Treasurer Joe Hockey's electorate, suggesting he'd given meetings to lobbyists and chief executives who pay annual fees to a local campaign fundraising body called the North Sydney Forum. In a statement, Mr. Hockey's office says any suggestion he's for sale is offensive and repugnant, and the matter is now in the hands of lawyers. Federal Labor frontbencher Anthony Albanese agrees with the Prime Minister that the activities uncovered by ICAC have not infected federal politics.
I've been in federal parliament since 1996. In that time, I don't think that there have been allegations about money being used to carry decision making. That hasn't occurred at the federal level, and I certainly don't make cast any aspersions on Joe Hockey.
That's also the view of fellow frontbencher Gary Gray, who as Shadow Special Minister of State is the spokesman on electoral matters such as political donations.
I don't believe that in the federal system of government that we've ever had corruption driven by donations or driven by the behaviour of the funding models of political parties.
Labour has tried to lower the threshold for public disclosure of political donations, but lost the argument. The Howard government increased the disclosure threshold from $1,500 to $10,000. It's indexed, so it's currently $12,400. Opposition leader Bill Shorten says Labour is willing to improve the system.
I make this invitation to Tony Abbott that if you want to improve transparency of political donations, so does Labor. We are up for improvement. Question is Tony Abbott willing to work with us on this?
And Anthony Albanese is also talking bipartisanship.
We tried to get through the Parliament and Tony Abbott agreed to and then withdrew his support, was for a cap in terms of spending, a cap in terms of donations and in terms of public funding, looking at the way that political parties raise money.
For many in Labor, it all comes down to the disclosure threshold, arguing if it's set too high, many donations escape disclosure. And insiders say the ceiling should be the same across all state, territory and federal jurisdictions. Gary Gray expects disclosure of political donations will soon be scrutinised again by a parliamentary committee.
The business of having dinners, having breakfasts, having lunches is in and of itself not a problem. Attendance at those functions is largely the attendance of a politically engaged group of business people, and they support all sides of politics, The key to it, Alex, isn't to say, let's not have dinners and let's not have lunches and let's not have breakfasts. The key to it is to ensure that when a contribution is made, when it reaches a disclosable threshold, it's reported in a timely fashion.
What do you think would be an appropriate threshold?
Well, in the past, I've argued $5,000. In the past, I've argued $2,000. It's a matter of reaching an accommodation based on what's workable.
In a statement to PM, the ALP's National Secretary George Wright says his party believes transparency is vitally important in ensuring the integrity of the electoral funding system. He says as a result, all individual donations or contributions of more than $1,000 are publicly disclosed voluntarily, pointing out it's well in excess of what's required by law.
Alexandra Kirk.